cannot forget.
A plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Never forget.
When I think of 9/11, I think of tragedy, sadness.
97.3.
We will pass this test.
The sky.
Good morning. And welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together. 9 o'clock stretch in progress. Yeah. It is 9:07. It is also a somber day in terms of 9/11. This is a 23rd anniversary, and we will not forget, and we will remember. We'll get further into that. Also, last night, had the big debate, the takeaways and what have you. We'll share that with you. We'll also invite your calls in a little bit, but first, we've got our Florida Ag Commissioner with us, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, tell me about this Operation Outdoor Freedom.
You know, that is a very good, I appreciate you bringing up this Operation Outdoor Freedom. What this is the Department of Agriculture sponsors wounded warriors and veterans to go out on hunting and fishing and hiking trips. And we, as a department, we raise private funds to be able to fund these things. And not only to fund the events themselves, but the facilities that it takes to accommodate our wounded warriors. And so we have several facilities around the state. And it's all volunteer time. Our people at Rick Dolan and our forestry department does a tremendous job of putting this together. But yesterday in Brooksville, I got to meet with probably about 30 of our volunteers that go out with these warriors and make sure that they have a great experience and time. And the real heartwarming part about this is, Bob, is that the relationships that are built amongst our veterans in this process and the lifelong friendships that are there. And we can all think about our mental health and the PTSD and things. But our veterans reconnecting with other veterans, building friendships, building relationships, getting outside, hunting, fishing, hiking, all the things you'd want to do in the great outdoors. And we're just very proud of our team and the amount of volunteers and effort that gets put into it by the department, and it's something we love to brag about.
Any effort to help the veterans, I'm all about, as you know. I'm on the board of Soldiers Freedom Outdoors, and that's a 501c3, and it's all volunteer run as well. But anything we can do, the suicide rate is way too high. Many of our veterans still suffering PTSD, and we know any activities in the great outdoors goes a long way to helping those folks and being with other like-minded people. You're not alone. There's other that have experienced these awful things as well. So, yep, with you 100%. Now, today's date, 9/11, 23 years hence. What's your big memory? What is it that you want people to kind of think about on a day like today?
You know, that I again appreciate you bringing up this, Bob. 9/11, I was in Trilby, Florida that morning. I was at my farm, at the egg farm. I came in to catch the first plane that hit the first building. And I think all of us that were alive that day, that were adults, will remember exactly where we were, what we were doing, and what a tragedy. And what a tragedy with all those firefighters and first responders, men and women running into those buildings to help save lives. And then, of course, we watched the tragedy unfold where those buildings collapsed. And, you know, we have to remember many things about that day. First of all the lives lost, all the innocent lives lost, and the people who did it. I think it's very important to understand who did that to us and to make sure that we stay vigilant. And then I think that we have to, we were such a country at that time. The country came together. Well, President Bush at that time probably had 90% support from the country to do what we needed to do to try to stamp out this terrorism around the world. And it was a feeling that, you know, probably President Reagan had gotten such a high approval rating during his presidency. But when President Bush came in and really went after our enemies and attacking our enemies and building the coalitions that it would take to stamp out terrorism, it was just a great feeling to be an American. And we all came together. There was not this, you know, right now we're divided 50-50 in everything, politics and everything in the world. Then we were really united as Americans, and it shows how a great of a country we can be when we're united. But to remember those veterans, remember the veterans who signed up to go fight for us and gave their lives, and certainly gave up their family life and their potential histories to protect our country from terrorism, and all of those men and women that ran into those buildings. We just cannot thank them enough for their service, and we certainly cannot honor them enough for the service that they gave this country.
You know, that's a comprehensive kind of a list you gave, because sometimes we separate the two. Those are fighting for us. That's awesome. But many went to fight specifically because of 9/11. So to include them is important. In two words, you said, we must stay vigilant. And that rings true, I would think, even more so today. I feel like, and you tell me if you agree or not, it is a slap in the face to anyone who firsthand, secondhand, directly or indirectly, had to deal with 9/11 and all the gut-wrenching repercussions and cancers and everything else. Stay vigilant would be important. What do you say? What do you say to open borders, knowing we've already caught people on the terrorist watch list?
It was exactly where I was going, Bob. What a tragedy. You know, we watched the debate last night. What a, you know, a tragedy that was. And I mean tragedy in the sense that you had the national media patronizing the Democratic, you know, Kamala Harris, and patronizing her, and with all of the failures, the open southern border, right? You know, it's the new misery index, right? Groceries are up 50%. Fuel was up 100%. Housing has doubled in the last 5 years. And the evasion on our border. And unfortunately, we lost all of those heroes on 9/11, innocent people. And we lost all that innocent life on 9/11. Yet we have opened our border to over 10 million people that have come in illegally. And these are drug cartels that kill 100,000 Americans a year. We do nothing about it. These are people. And all of a sudden, by the way, when you have this criminal element coming across the board, whether it's the gangs or the terrorists, that are going to commit these same kind of terrorist acts. Mm-hmm. Trust us, if you're listening, they are attempting to have a much grander scale event than 9/11. They pulled one off in Israel on October the 7th. It is a crime that the national media allows our vice president candidate, Kamala Harris, to say, oh, I want to forget about the past. I want to forget that I opened the border. I want to forget that I created this inflation. I wanted to forget that I doubled the cost of your house, the cost of your insurance, the cost of your food. I want to forget all of that. I want to turn the page on the history and be this new leader. Yeah, I want to turn this page. And what a tragedy of the media to allow our Kamala Harris to get away with those things.
She
then to say, oh, how prepared she was and how regal and how all. No, she just said a story that was completely false. And then they said that was okay.
She turned the page a little quickly on Afghanistan and accidentally left out the chapter about, 13 service people that died because of the poor planning on the Biden administration.
The deaths in Afghanistan, the $80 billion of equipment that was left behind, that now when we go back, we have to fight with, they have our technology in their hands. All of the failures of the Harris and Biden administration, and the national media from the beginning is complicit, because they're the ones who took Biden out, and they took him out. They felt a responsibility to take him out. They were successful. We do not elect kings and queens in this country. They put her in place to be the next president of the United States without one vote. And so when you think about tragedy after tragedy, and you hear her say, oh, I'm for closing the border. So what about the terrorists? What about the drugs? What about the cartels? What about the 10 to 12 million people that came in the last 4 years? She weren't for closing it then. They're not for fair elections. Think about this for a second. We all believe that we should have to have an ID to go be elected. You have to be an American. They don't believe in that. And so she bonded out criminals who were burning our cities down. Yep. She helped raise money to do those things. Mm-hmm. So now with a debate where you can come out and say, well, I want to turn the page. I don't want to talk about my record. I want to talk about the things that the American people want to hear, right? I want to close the border. I want to, like President Trump said, you know, he should send her a MAGA hat. And but again, we all know, I'm 58 years old. I've lived through enough of these elections. I know that if she gets elected, and I don't believe she will be, I think President Trump's going to win handily. But if she were to win, she is the person she's always been. And they can talk about pro-life issues with partial birth abortions and no parental consent and taxpayer-funded abortions all they want. And they try to make, you know, people that are pro-life, the outliers here. They can talk about an open border. Well, I want to close the border. I want this bipartisan bill. They can close the border today. And the idea that the national media allows her to get away with that, it shows you where their hearts are.
Yep, not thinking about making America great again, that's for sure. We always appreciate Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson on the show. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good, Bob.
All right, you take care. About a half hour away from things that make you smile, more headlines, more perspective. 9/11 remembered and revisited 23 years. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.